Tight security at the U.S. border with Mexico is forcing smugglers to find new ways to move drugs and immigrants into the United States. The latest strategy? Racing against traffic through border checkpoints. Along the California border, wrong-way drivers are creating havoc and threatening U.S. motorists. From member station KPBS, Eric Kneeler reports.
Officer Steve Lopez of the California Highway Patrol received a call shortly after 9 o'clock on the evening of June 24th. A wrong-way driver from Mexico tried to avoid a Border Patrol freeway checkpoint about 30 miles east of San Diego. The Dodge van, carrying 27 illegal immigrants, crashed head-on into three other cars before rolling off the road. Six people died, including a man driving home to Albuquerque with his wife and the driver of the van.
We had fatalities in the Ford Explorer, which was the driver. We had the fatalities in the Dodge van, which included the driver of that van. He's from Tijuana, Mexico. His name is George Garcia, and he was born in 1979.
Nearly 35 people were injured. The crash took a terrific toll on everyone, including Lopez.
The amount of vehicles, the location, the amount of victims. I've never, ever seen a crash like this. It's a crash I'll never forget.
The incident brought focus onto a growing problem along the border. Desperate smugglers are challenging law enforcement by driving the wrong way at high speed. They're trying to get into the country and then go around immigration checkpoints in Southern California. At the San Diego-Tijuana port of entry, wrong-way drivers have snuck into the U.S. at least 16 times this year. Only two have been caught. William Veal is chief of the San Diego Border Patrol sector. He says an organized smuggling ring has modified large SUVs to cross over from Tijuana to San Diego's Interstate 5.
This organization is using very sophisticated methods. They fill the tires with silicone. So you essentially have a tire that has no air in it. It's a solid tire. These vehicles also have extensive modifications to the frame. They have large push bumpers in the front of the vehicle, so that if they're being impeded by another vehicle, they just push that vehicle out of the way.
The silicone-filled tires can easily drive over metal spikes in the southbound traffic lanes that would normally puncture a car tire. The smugglers hide at night in a parking lot about 100 yards south of the entrance into Mexico. When no one is looking and traffic is light, they race at full speed through the southbound lanes. One Mexican agent said he barely avoided getting hit from behind one night. But Mexican authorities did get lucky recently. They caught a truck on video and arrested its driver after it returned to Mexico, but not before he had made three successful deliveries of either drugs or illegal immigrants into San Diego. Jorge Vargas Coelho is director of Mexico's customs operations in Tijuana. He says both sides need to work together to stop the smugglers.
I think with the measures that we're installing there, things are going to change. And we can't just wait and see, and we have to act. And what I can offer is all the support to the American authorities in order to control this problem.
But Highway Patrol Officer Lopez says controlling the problem is not an easy task with hundreds of border backroads.
If we're out there enforcing and trying to prevent this, they have their scouts, they watch, they call each other. We can't be there 24/7. We try to be.
U.S. and Mexican authorities are trying to decide what kind of barriers will work. They've also stepped up video surveillance, but are not allowed to fire their weapons or pursue vehicles loaded with illegal immigrants. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego.